During this Jubilee Year of Mercy, Pope Francis has encouraged the lay faithful to reflect on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. One such charity that is doing precisely that is Mary's Meals, which was founded in the north of Scotland after the Bosnian War in 1992. The founder, Magnus McFarlane Barrow, was inspired by the people of the local community in Argyll following the war. Along with his brother, he had set up a local appeal, and very quickly, food, clothing, medicine and donations of money began to arrive at the family home. Magnus and his brother took a week's holiday from the fish farms where they worked and joined an aid convoy that delivered the goods to people in Bosnia-Herzegovina. They returned to find, much to their surprise, that the shed at their home had been filled with more donations. Magnus took a gap year so that he could continue delivering aid until the donations stopped coming in, but they never did, and he never returned to his old job. Last week, Pope Francis met with Magnus at his Wednesday General Audience. Before the audience, I spoke to Mr. McFarlane Barrow about the early days of Mary's Meals, which was first called Scottish International Relief. Magnus, could you tell us a little bit about the charity in Scotland, the early days, what happened with the Bosnian War, and why did that have such an impact on you?
Yeah, well, the work really began in 1992 during that Bosnian War. It wasn't something that I ever really planned to found an organisation. It was initially just a very small effort by my brother and I to do something small to help the people who were suffering in Bosnia at that time. And it really took the form of us launching a little appeal locally and collecting food and blankets and medicines, just the basic things that people were needing in Bosnia then, and driving that out to Bosnia from Scotland and delivering it to a refugee camp there. And I suppose our motivation for doing that was partly about the fact that we'd been to Bosnia many years earlier. We'd been on a family pilgrimage to Medjugorje in Bosnia, and that experience really had a profound effect on us as a family. It had led my mother and father to turn our home into a Catholic retreat centre, Craig Lodge Family House of Prayer. And so I'd grown up there, and I retained this great sense of gratitude to the people of Bosnia, the people of Medjugorje, who had welcomed us all those years later. So I suppose that's why we were particularly moved by the plight of the people during the war. But that first effort, it was simply about, I took 1 week's holiday off my work and drove the aid there and came home expecting to be back to work as normal and to discover that God had a completely different plan.
The charity expanded over the next 10 years, building homes for abandoned children in Romania and helping returning refugees in Liberia by setting up mobile clinics. In 2002, while the charity was providing famine relief in Malawi, Magnus met a woman who was dying of AIDS. She was surrounded by her 6 children, and the woman said that all that was left for her to do was to pray that someone might look after her children. Magnus asked the eldest son what he hoped for in life, and the boy replied, "I want to have enough food to eat and to go to school one day." The boy's words helped inspire the founding of Mary's Meals. In 2002, you had quite a profound experience in Malawi, which reshaped the entire charity, and obviously that's where we get the name Mary's Meals. Could you tell us a little bit about what happened in Malawi?
Sure. So in 2002, we were working in Malawi for the first time. We'd been working in lots of countries between that first delivery of aid to Bosnia and 2002. But this was the first time we were working in Malawi. And it was a terrible year of famine. And initially, we were just carrying out very simple emergency feeding projects, taking food into the villages where people were literally starving, eating the roots of trees to survive. And during the course of that work, a local parish priest took me to meet a family that he was going to visit. The father of the family had died and the mother was dying. And when I went into their home, Emma, the mother, was lying on the floor surrounded by her 6 children. And Emma said to me, you know, there's nothing left for me now except to pray that somebody will look after my children when I'm gone. And then I began talking to her oldest child beside her. He was called Edward, and he was about 14 years of age. And at one point in the conversation, I said to Edward, "Edward, what are your hopes? What are your ambitions?" And he looked at me and he said, I'd like to have enough food to eat, and I would like to be able to go to school one day." And that was it. That was the extent of his ambition at 14 years of age. And it was really those words of Edward that sparked the birth of Mary's Meals. His answer resonated with what we'd seen over and over again working in the world's poorest communities, that the very poorest children very often miss school because they're working, because they're begging, because they're doing whatever they need to do to put the next meal on the table. And so they miss out on their education and that one possible ladder out of poverty. So the response that became Mary's Meals was to begin serving just one good meal every day in a place of education to meet the immediate need of a child like Edward, but at the same time to tackle the underlying cause of poverty by bringing them into the classroom.
Just a little bit about the name. It's obviously called Mary's Meals. What's the story behind the name of the charity?
Well, I and I suppose all my family have always had a huge devotion to Our Lady, to Mary, the Mother of Jesus. And when we began this particular work of providing a daily meal in school in Malawi, we felt especially that we wanted to give this work to her and to ask her to show us how she would have us do this work in a way that would honour her, that would point to her son. And I very much hope that Mary's Meals does bear the hallmarks of a loving, practical mother. You know, it is a work of love at its heart, but it's also an extremely down-to-earth, practical thing that we do every day. And we also see doing this work in the name of Our Lady as a huge responsibility too. It's not something that we take lightly, you know, and we very much see this work as a fruit of prayer. It's one of the most important ways that people can be part of this mission is to pray that we do this work in a way that honours her.
Today, Mary's Meals feeds more than 1 million of the world's poorest children every school day across Africa, Asia, the Caribbean and South America. The number is rising all the time. As a result, Mr. McFarlane Barrow has achieved international renown. In 2010, he was named in CNN's list of top 10 heroes, and 1 year later, he received an OBE in the New Year's Honours list. Most recently, in 2015, Time magazine named him as one of the world's top 100 most influential people. Now, the charity has gone from strength to strength in recent years, particularly with the 1 million children landmark that you reached last year. What does the future hold for Mary's Meals? Can this story keep going, or is it a peak? What do you see happening in the future?
Well, our vision for Mary's Meals is that every child in the world should be able to receive at least one good meal every day in their place of education. And we really believe that's possible. You know, sometimes I hear this myth that people are hungry because there's not enough food in the world, or even because there's too many people in the world. And that's not the case. We have more than enough food in the world for all of us to eat well. So that vision is possible. It can be realised. And that keeps us going. There are 59 million children still out of school today globally. So in some ways, it's amazing, this landmark, that we're feeding over 1 million children every day. But we really feel that we've just begun. And our experience over and over again of people's goodness all over the world supporting this mission really gives us confidence that this can grow and that vision can be realised. At the same time, meanwhile, we're not an organisation that likes to set grand targets. We don't say to ourselves, we'll feed X number of our children in 2 years' time, because we want to allow that space for the Holy Spirit. This work depends on God's providence. So we also don't pretend we're completely in control of this, and we don't want to overplan it either. So meanwhile, we think about the next school that's waiting for Mary's Meals, the next child that's waiting for Mary's Meals.
And you speak of divine providence, and of course it's hugely important, the driving factor for the charity. Another one must be money. How much does it cost to feed a child per day?
Well, incredibly, on average, it costs us £12.20 to feed a child for an entire school year. And it sounds impossible. Very often when I tell people that, they say, that can't be possible. But it is. And I suppose the main reason why that is possible is because nearly all of this work around the world is done by unpaid volunteers. Just in Malawi alone today, there are over 65,000 people who give up their time to help cook and serve the food every day. And then also by buying the food locally from the local farmer, we keep costs very low too.
So hopefully people who are listening at the moment, Magnus, would love to get in touch with Mary's Meals and maybe support it as well. How can they get in touch with the charity if they want to do so?
The best way to do that is just to go to our website, marysmeals.org, and lots of information there about how to join the mission.
I also spoke with Mr. Michael Barth Kafambe Nakoma, the Malawian ambassador to the Holy See. We're speaking about Mary's Meals, the charity founded in Scotland almost 20 years ago, and obviously they do a lot of work in Malawi, and their history is very much tied up with what they do in Malawi. They now feed more than 1 million children worldwide every single day at school. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the impact that the charity has had in Malawi.
Yes, thank you very much for that question. Indeed, some of the schools in Malawi are benefiting from this program, where a number of children participate in the meals that are made available to them. The greatest impact which one would like to mention is that with the coming in of this program in schools, the enrollment levels have remained sustainable, and the pupils that benefited from these feeding programs have maintained a regular attendance at schools. Some of the pupils that benefited from this feeding program come from poor families who cannot afford to give their children a good meal before they go to school. Therefore, with the realization that if they went to school, they would get something to eat, children are keen on attending classes on a regular basis. That's the greatest impact which one would cite in this particular regard.
I was also interested to find out about the relationship that the different authorities have with the charity. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the kind of relationship that the charity has with the civic and the church authorities in Malawi.
Some of the schools, if not all, that are benefiting from this feeding program are owned by the churches of the local authorities. So naturally, seeing the benefits that the individual pupils at these schools are benefiting from the feeding program, the owners of the schools, the churches, and the civic authorities would certainly be interested to see a continuation of this program, because one, it assures proper attendance at school by the children, and indeed their performance is also in class is also enhanced.
Thank you, Ambassador. And finally, I was wondering if you, as the Ambassador for Malawi to the Holy See, had the opportunity, as you do now, to say something to the people around the world who support Mary's Meals, what would that be?
First and foremost, I would like to express gratitude to people behind the scenes, the people who are sponsoring this program worldwide. They are doing a commendable job in our countries that benefit from the feeding program. And I would like to encourage them to continue providing assistance so that this program can be sustained. In the same vein, I would also like to appeal to them to encourage other people that that they know and who have the capacity to participate in sponsoring this program to join in so that it can cover more pupils worldwide and hopefully in Malawi as well. Thank you very much.
I also spoke to Francesco Stefanini, the Executive Director of Mary's Meals Italy. Recently, a benefactor donated a small office to the charity, allowing them to work in Rome. Being so close to the beating heart of the Universal Church, I asked Mr. Stefanini about relations with the Vatican. One would assume that most charities working in Rome would love to develop a relationship with the Holy See. Has there been contact with the Church and Mary's Meals already?
Yeah, thank you. So it's true. A lot of charities are now in Rome. So Mary's Meals is incredibly growing in Italy, and we are incredibly growing the relationships with churches and parishes and groups of priors here in Italy. And it's unbelievable how many people decide to support Mary's Meals in a different ways and with different approaches, priors and donations, and all of they can to support Mary's Meals at this stage. We are increasing the relationships with churches and so on. A really great result that Mary's Meals achieved in Italy. So a few days ago, that Mary's Meals Italy was the beneficiary of a great donation from Italian Episcopal Conference for a project that we are going to start in Malawi soon. And so Mary's Meals was the beneficiary for 300,000 of euros from Italian Episcopal Conference to go ahead to feed more children in Malawi. And we are going to build 36 new kitchen in 36 schools in Malawi. And we are feeding Catholic schools for 3 years in Blantyre in Malawi.
I was also interested to hear about the projects organised by Mary's Meals in Italy. Mr. Stefanini was enthusiastic.
In a city that is home to so many charities, both concerned with domestic and with international issues, what kind of projects are Mary's Meals Italy involved in here in Rome and elsewhere in Italy?
Yeah, thank you. That's a good point. As Mary's Meals Italy, we have started several programs to involve new people and as a chance to offer to be in contact with new people as well. We offer the chance, for example, to have a backpack project. It's a really nice project that we start with schools here in Italy, and people decide to donate their money for Mary's Meals. We offer the chance for kids in the schools to offer their backpack to Mary's Meals. It's a backpack. It's the same donation coming from kids for their kids in poor countries, in development countries. And it's a very nice program because Mary's Meals is arranging these programs for free, offering the chance to collect the backpacks around the schools here in Italy. And Mary's Meals in Italy provide, anyway, the sending the backpack to the development countries. And it's a very nice program. As well, we offer the chance, several programs here in Italy. We can visit churches, parishes, and we are going to talk with our speakers to groups of priors and so on. And another good point that we are going to start the Generation Hope, the new film, the new video of Mary's Meals, also here in Italy, and maybe we are going to offer this one to Italian support, to Italian churches and groups of priors.
And another huge benefit of being in Rome must be that you can connect with the seminaries from around the world and meet seminarians from every country, almost, studying here in Rome. Do you have good relations with the seminaries, with any of the seminarians at the moment?
Yeah. Thank you for this question. Yes, as Mary's Meals here in Italy, in close link with Mary's Meals International, we are going to improve the relationships with priests, seminarians and colleges and so on. Under the guidance of Mary's Meals International, we are already in contact with the bigger that colleges that we have in Rome, like Scots College, that offer to Mary's Meals Italy several chances to cooperate, to raising money, raising funds, raising awareness for Mary's Meals. And we are doing the same towards English College and American and Irish College here in Rome. So it's a great chance that we are building every day with a deep relationships and we are going to improve this very soon.
During a conversation with Magnus and Francesco last week, Pope Francis expressed great joy when he heard that Mary's Meals is now providing a daily meal in school to more than 1.1 million of the world's poorest children. Pope Francis then grasped the wrists of his two visitors and, speaking with great intensity, said, "Avanti, avanti, avanti, che Dio benedica il vostro lavoro." That is, onwards, 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 may God bless your work. Following the meeting at the Vatican, Magnus said, "Those forceful words of Pope Francis, spoken from the depths of his heart, will remain forever a source of encouragement to me and I hope for all of us in the Mary's Meals family." The founder of the charity added, "He urges us to go forward, always onwards towards that next hungry child waiting, towards this vision of ours that every child in the world might receive a meal every day in their place of education." Recognising the efforts of the bishops in Scotland who arranged the meeting, Magnus went on, "I am so profoundly grateful to the Scottish bishops who asked the Holy Father to meet with me and was so proud to be able to present the entire Mary's Meals family to him again, this time in the form of my book, which tells of our shared story." Pope Francis was gifted with a special copy of The Shed That Fed a Million Children, Magnus' best-selling book, which tells the extraordinary story of Mary's Meals. The specially bound edition, the first ever printed in the Pope's native language of Spanish, on the cover bore a message, a gift for Pope Francis. Mary's Meals continues to feed children around the world every day at school. Their mission statement has not changed, but their efforts deserve recognition during this Jubilee of Mercy, when we are called to reflect on the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Not only is the charity doing just that, but it is also carrying out one of these fundamental acts on a daily basis. It feeds the hungry. For Vatican Radio, I'm Ryan Black.